Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and I'm joined again today by Brad Finstead, the president of the center, in part two of our two-part series on thought leaders. Sometimes the center gets involved very directly with their constituents.
The beauty of this research gathering method is that we're also, you know, at the center able to help people solve some, you know, short-term problems. For instance, we had a city manager who said, you know, we don't have the resources to really focus in on how can we help people that are struggling to pay their utility bills. You know, what can we do as a small city? What's out there? And there's a lot of programs out there that the state offers. But this, you know, small city didn't have the resources to really take the time to dig in and figure that out. So we at the center can, you know, really be that, you know, the connector of dots, or that organization that can really network and connect folks. So what we've been able to do is one of our board members, who is a city manager, was able to offer some advice and some answers, and hopefully then we can, you know, solve problems. And that's not, you know, traditional research. That's just really connecting the dots and using the expertise in the field of people that we have at our disposal to solve problems. So that's one of many things that we're hearing back.
Let's get back to the traditional research then, because it kind of occurs to me that because you're a research-based institution, you might look outside of the state of Minnesota, for instance, to see, well, how are other people elsewhere figuring out how to do budgets? Like, maybe the whole funding mechanism is broken and you want to redo it, you know?
That's some of the most exciting things that we're talking about at the center right now, is really trying to turn everything upside down and on its head.
Mm-hmm.
If we can't do it now in these tough times, I don't think we ever will think non-traditionally or outside of the box. I mean, we are really at a point in time where we, at all levels of government and you know, civic duty, we need to think differently. So one of the key things we're working on right now, you know, the buzzword, and I'm sure you've heard it, Jim, the redesign, government redesign, government regulations, you know, all the talk about those things is all talk. And what we're really trying to do at the center is put some teeth to those issues. And to your point, we are looking outside of the scope of Minnesota. I mean, if the answer was right here in Minnesota, we probably would already be doing it.
Right.
So we do need to look at best practices for other communities across this country. You know, I have tons of Minnesota pride, and I think this is the best place on earth to live. However, we don't own all the answers to all the problems.
Exactly.
And I think what can make us, you know, continue to keep us the best state in the nation and best place to live in the world is acknowledging the fact that there's good people elsewhere too, and we need to tap into their ideas. So, you know, we at the center are looking at government reform, not just from what are people in Waro doing versus Winona, but we're also looking at, you know, what are people in Wyoming doing?
Right.
And what are people in New York doing? And really then taking it to that next step is not only showing them the best practices, but hopefully helping them understand how to implement.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Well, it is exciting, and I wish you the best on your thought leader process. Again, if people are interested in participating in any way, the Center for Rural Policy and Development is actually really welcoming that input. It's ruralmn.org, and you can find out more there. Thanks, Brad, for dropping by.
Thank you.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.